Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So for you new guys, every week we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or it would be my choice. Now, before we begin, I'd just like to remind you guys that any opinions shared on the show are just that, opinions, and most of what I say is an opinion, and thus you need not take offense. And so with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So this week we're going to be talking about something called self-talk, or positive self-talk, right? Basically, self-talk is the way that you talk to and like about yourself to yourself, right? So basically, so let's start with negative self-talk, right? Like, I'm actually holding a sheet of paper, basically, it says on the left side, which is like the negative side, it says things like, oh, I'm horrible at this, this is too hard, or like, I can't handle this, right? Now, these are all negative things, right? And these things really drag you down, especially in situations where it's hard to be positive, right? I know that personally, being a teenager, I know the feeling. But basically, just on the sheet, then the examples for like, I am horrible at this, then the positive correspondent to that would be, well, I'm new at this and I learn from my mistakes, right? And then from like, this is too hard, then it's like, this is tough, but so am I, right? You know what I mean, right? Just saying positive things about and to yourself just to, I guess, boost your confidence a little bit. But that's not all of it. So basically, sorry, I'm just, this is completely unscripted, by the way, so I'm just making things up on the fly. But anyway, so all these negative things, they can be a real drag on your life, right? They can be a huge drag. And it's annoying to deal with them, right? Especially on those days when you wake up and you're like, I have nothing good to look forward to, right? It's just terrible. And you might also be thinking, like, with these things I'm talking about, like, from the I'm horrible at this to I'm new at this and I learn from my mistakes, you might be saying, well, that's too big of a jump for me, right? I agree, that's a huge jump to make. And that's, people out there will always say, oh yeah, that's like the baby steps. It's like a tiny jump to go from saying I'm terrible to I'm amazing. They always say that it's a tiny jump, but it's not. I can tell you that. It is really not a tiny, it's like what they say is a big jump. So what I would recommend, right, is taking even smaller jumps. It might seem like ridiculous at first, but what I like to do, if it's like, let's say like I wake up in the morning and I can't find anything to look forward to, right? Usually what I do is I search my brain for anything that I find good. Like if I'm going to school and I don't want to go to school, right? One of the things that really helps me at least get out of bed in the morning is basically just saying like something along the lines of, sorry, I'm just formulating thoughts. Basically, I just think of, like, the fact that I'm going to see my friends today, right? And so I'm like, even though that will probably take maybe 5 minutes of my day, right? Even though that's only going to be, like, 5 minutes of this long, terrible day, usually what I tell myself in the morning is just, like, I can't stop myself from thinking these terrible things, so I'm just like, it's going to be such a terrible day, but at least I can go talk to my friends about it, or at least I can go talk to my friends, right? Or it doesn't even have to be your friends, right? Just find something, no matter how small it is, or no matter how little time it's going to take up, just think of that one thing, right? And recently then I've started going to work, and some of the things, especially in the beginning, that helped me get out of bed, because I have to wake up a little bit earlier in the morning. Well, not that early, but I like to wake up earlier just so I'm ready for the day. But anyway, one of the things that I usually have been saying to myself is just like, well, yeah, it's going to be tiring, but at least I'm not at school, right? At least I'm getting paid, or at least I can fill out a timesheet, or at least I can go talk to my coworkers or something like that, right? Just, I like to find just the little things and focus on that, right? Like, I don't care how many big, bad things are in your way, right? Like, oh yeah, I'm at home, bed sick, right? Well, at least I don't have to go to work today, right? Oh, but I'm not getting paid. Well, at least I have a little bit of money saved up, right? Well, but I wanted to go do this thing. Well, you're sick in bed, so you can't do it anymore anyway, so you might as well just sit at home and do the thing, right? You know what I mean, right? It's little things, right? is just finding any excuse to be reasonably happy, right? It doesn't even have to be like big, huge things, but that's something that's really, really helped me, right? And it's something that like, and you might say like, well, but this is only harming me though, right? It's only harming me, and so I don't really have to worry about it. False. That is a blatant lie. Basically, you probably don't even know this, but like all the people around you, they notice that you're hurting and they notice that you're being negative and they notice that you're having a rough time. They want to help you, right? But usually, if you're being negative, then they don't want to be around you, right? They want to help you, but you're just being irritating, right? And so I don't know. Whenever I notice I'm being like irritated or I'm getting irritated, what I try to do is I'm just like, then I just think of what I'm going to be doing afterward, right? And so then, and that's advice to you, people who have to listen to all these negative people, right? And even just, so in my opinion, if you meet somebody negative, be positive back, right? Like if somebody's saying, oh, but I had to go talk to this coworker the other day because I'm required to do it. And you say, well, at least you only had to do it for like 10 minutes, or at least you got paid while you were doing it, right? Just be positive around them. And I've noticed with like my school friends before I really came and talked a lot to them. Basically, they were all super negative, or most of them were pretty darn negative, and they were just like, yeah, I just can't go to school today, right? And so I would just tell them, or I would just say, well, at least you only have another half the day, because I would talk to them at lunch, right? And I'd say, well, at least you're halfway through today, right? And I took this one girl home from school every day, or like, I don't know, 3 times a week, and she was kind of a little bit of a complainer, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but she's just not used to being positive, and I understand that. But anyway, she would always complain about like, oh yeah, I'm so tired, right? I'm so tired, I'm so done with school. And I'm like, well, at least you're almost done. Especially during the last week of school when I would take her home, then it was just like then I would always just say, well, you only have X number of days left, right? You're almost done. You just gotta make it through, right? And so, I don't know. And that seemed to really help her a bit. From my perspective, that helped her. If you've ever been the negative one and you realize that people are being positive to you and it doesn't and it actively hurts you, please let the person know, stop being positive or walk away, right? Or tell them to walk away, right? Like, personally, that's my opinion, right? But just, I don't know, negativity is annoying, and we all have it, every single one of us, no matter how amazing you are. Every single one of us are negative at some point in our lives, right? And we all have to figure out a way to cope with it, right? Like me, I like to figure out just the tiny things, right? Like, in fact, for the last like 20 or so minutes before I started doing this podcast, so for my birthday, and my parents decided to get me a new audio mixer for this podcast, right? And so I spent about 20 minutes, and so now it's like 9. And so once I started this podcast episode, it was like 9:25 p.m., right? And it's getting later. And so I was like, okay, I'm just done. I'm just gonna deal with what I have, right? And at least I get to record this podcast because I haven't in like 3 weeks, right? So I don't know. Like, I was having so much difficulty with it, and I'm still having difficulty with it, but I'm sure I'm gonna figure it out. Don't worry. Don't worry, you'll probably have a new setup next time, and it'll probably be very weird and buggy and all that. But either way, either way, yeah. But yeah, with that situation, then I was just so tired. I was just ready to be done with it, and so I decided, well, at least I'm just gonna plug in my microphone, and at least I get to do the podcast because I'm wanting to do it, right? I want to do it, but I've just been so busy recently, right? I don't know. That's just me, I guess. I guess that's just me. It's just like, whenever I face a huge adversity and I've been working on it and I can't just stop it because of one reason or another, usually what I do is I try to find the easy solution or the solution that I was doing that didn't work as well, and I just roll with it, right? It's just like, well, at least I get to keep doing the thing, right? At least this didn't completely shatter my entire dreams of everything, right? Yeah, like all the times that I ever forget to post on this podcast, whenever I forget and it's like Tuesday night and I'm like, oh, I forgot, right? Whenever that happens, usually I'm like, well, there's no point in fretting over it because I can't really do much about it. And I could just post in the middle of the week, but I'm busy during the week. So I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's j probably just a me thing, but I don't even know. But I just try to make just one po just one itty bitty little positive thing out of every negative thing, right? And like the examples we had before, right? Like, 1 second. Like, I'm horrible at this, right? Just that terrible negative thing that we all tell ourselves. We're too bad at this, right? We can't do it right. We can't do anything right? So instead of saying that, then the paper says it's just as easy as saying I'm just new to it and I learned from my mistakes. For me, that's a giant leap, and I just can't make that at my point in time, and I'm sure most adults can't either, and I don't know. And so what I do is usually instead of saying, "Oh yeah, I'm new at this and I'm gonna learn from my mistakes," then usually I say, "Well, at least I didn't break anything." Like if I didn't break anything, then usually I say, "Well, at least I didn't break anything, right? At least it's already as broken as it was before. At least I didn't make it worse, right?" That's how I do things. That's how I personally do things, just because I can't make the leap to say I'm amazing, I'm good, right? At least I'm learning, right? I can't make that leap. And so what I try to do is just say, well, at least I didn't make it worse, right? And that's one positive thing, right? Or let's yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like with going to work, right? Then it's just like, oh, I really don't want to go to work. I can't stand my coworkers. I'm not getting paid enough, right? And then it's like, hey, at least you're getting paid. I don't care if you're being paid a cent an hour. You're being paid, right? At least you're being paid for your suffering, slightly. Where versus school, where you're getting paid in education. In which case, if you're going to school, then I'd recommend saying to yourself, well, at least I might learn something today, or at least I'm going to try better today, I guess, or just like, I don't know. And then once you build up those where you can take bigger leaps than what I've recently been telling myself, and only at the end of this school year, I've been able to tell myself this is just like, you know what? I'm feeling extra good today. Let's make today extra good no matter what happens, right? And so then I go to school and I do that for the first half of the day, and then after that, then I'm just too tired to do anything, so I just don't. But I at least try to make it last for a little bit, right? Once you, and these are just levels, right? Like my recommendation in like a step-by-step basis, and I can't tell you time frames for any of this, right? Going from like your negativity on day zero, right? To first day trying it, right? Then I just say, okay, at least I didn't make things worse, right? Like with the I'm horrible at this, then say, at least I didn't make things worse, right? Just go slightly above negative, right? Make it just ever so slightly positive, and then you don't have to do anything else positive for the rest of the day, right? Like, I guess just take it easy. Like, set out a time, or not necessarily set out a time, but like, whenever you feel enough motivation to do it, then just say to yourself, I didn't break anything. Cool. Cool, I didn't break anything today. I'm not as useless as I thought, right? Even if it's only slightly, right? And I just try to focus on that thing, right? Focus on it. That's my recommendation. And then over time, then you can say other things like, oh yeah, today I'm feeling extra good today, so let's try to be more positive, or let's try to make things better. Or and then once you really, really get up there, then you can actually get to the things that people are talking about that are just like, and you can talk about the little things. Honestly, I suggest you talk about the little things because nobody talks about it, right? And everybody just talks about the beginning and the end result, and it's just like, cool. Yeah, I love seeing the beginning and end result of building a fence, but nobody likes building a fence unless you're a fence builder and you love it and you love your job, right? But personally, I don't like building fences, and so I like seeing the beginning and the end result, but I don't really like the stuff in between. But nobody ever talks about that, right? And so I'd highly suggest that if you're going to talk about it, talk about the things in between, right? Don't just talk about the end result, right? like maybe start off with the end result and say this is the end result, and then go back to the beginning, right? Don't work your way backwards. Go to the very beginning and say I was a mess, right? Because I mean, before we all start doing positive self-talk, we all are just terrible. Just admit it, right? We're just ne negative all the way around. And then I don't know. I guess telling you, it's actually been proven, by the way, in studies that, and I'm sorry if I've been like staring past my microphone to like just to the left. So I'm sorry if that didn't come in very well for the last like 10 minutes, but anyway, what was I saying? I don't even know. I'll probably know when I listen to this in like a year. Anyway, my end note, just be, I guess, try to be positive, right? If you feel extra good a certain day, just try to make a tiny itty bitty little effort, right? And then let the rest of your energy, don't put all of your energy into it, right? Because then you're just gonna be negative again. And so what I'd recommend is if you feel like you're very, very, like you've got a lot of energy, put in maybe an eighth of it or a sixteenth of that energy into being more positive, right? And then put the rest of that energy into whatever else you want to do, right? But I'd say just take a tiny bit of it and put it in there, right? And as that energy level grows, then so will that tiny bit, right? And suddenly, like, for example, one fourth of one is only a quarter, right? It's nothing. And then, but then if you grow that up to 100, suddenly a quarter is now worth 25, right? That's a lot by comparison, right? It's insane. But I guess that's my entire recommendation is just be, I guess, when you have the energy to do it, be more positive. And I don't know, positive self-talk, you need to give it more, or I try to give it more credit. Like just because like we never give positive self-talk enough credit because it's everybody always talks about what you do to others, right? Which I mean, that's good and all, but if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of others, right? That's just how things work. And so I don't know, that's just me where it's just like, yeah, I just have random thoughts. But anyway, yeah, just if you're ever feeling a little bit more energized, put just a little bit of it towards being positive. And if you're feeling extra down a certain day, maybe just try it, right? Just try seeing just the tiniest little thing good in the day and just think it to yourself and then you can forget about it, whatever. But I can guarantee you that as you develop that skill, it'll grow and it'll help out a lot. And I hope that this gets into good ears and that you will actually help with, or that you will actually try this out. At least try it for a day, right? Or not even a day, for like, what, 10 seconds, right? I just recommend you try it, right? It doesn't even have to be like consistently or anything. Just try it out, see if you like it or not. And if you don't like it, well, you don't have to keep doing it. It's your choice. But, you know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna end this. Have a good time. Try to be positive, just a tiny bit. Just try to be a tiny bit more positive every day. And I'm David Bollander, and this was Random Radio signing off.